That reconciliation is proving hard to achieve in Kirkuk, a city whose name is often accompanied by the words powder keg or flashpoint. The fate of Kirkuk is considered key to Iraq's stability. The Iraqi constitution says that by December 31st, there must be a referendum to determine who will control Kirkuk. Will it be the central government in Baghdad or Kurdish authorities in the north? But that deadline is sure to be missed. Joining us to talk about why Kirkuk is so valued and such an intractable problem is Joost Hilterman. He's an analyst on Iraq with the International Crisis Group, a conflict prevention organization, and has traveled to Kirkuk many times over the years. Mr. Hilterman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Let's talk first about the oil resources that are at stake here. How much oil in the province of Kirkuk?
Well, 12% of total output in Iraq, potentially, when all things are running well. It's the only oil in the north, really. Everything else is in the deep south.
And it explains why this area is so prized and such a treasure among the people competing for its control.
Well, it's of critical importance, especially to the Kurds, because without the oil wealth of Kirkuk, the Kurdish state that they want to create there would have little economic leverage.
And for the central government in Baghdad, how would they see Kirkuk?
Pretty much the same way. They would not want the Kurds to take all that oil wealth with them into a Kurdish state, and they certainly want to hold on to Kirkuk, to the region, to the city, also because it has a mixed population of Arabs and Turkmens and Kurds and Assyrian Chaldean Christians.
The referendum on Kirkuk's future that was supposed to happen by the end of this year, what would have to happen for that referendum to go forward?
Well, you would need some kind of political agreement between the various communities, their political leaders, and of course national leaders in Iraq about such a referendum. And until now, that certainly does not exist. And this explains why it is not happening by deadline before the end of this year. The Kurds want to have the referendum because they know that they will win it and that this will mean that they can incorporate Kirkuk into the Kurdish region. And for the same reason, the other communities in Kirkuk adamantly oppose it. And will boycott such a referendum and will reject its results if it is held. And this can only lead to violence. And so we're now in a stalemate that is now extended by 6 months. And that means that the problem has been kicked down the road.
And do you see a way out of that impasse?
Well, it does give us an opportunity. And I think that Secretary Rice was in Kirkuk today in order to emphasize that, an opportunity to find a political solution. And the United Nations in particular has taken an active interest in the problem of Kirkuk and other areas that are disputed and is looking for a negotiated solution that then could lead to a referendum that all the communities could agree to.
How delicate a balance do you think there is right now in Kirkuk with this referendum on hold, progress seeming to come slowly, if at all? What could happen? What's the worst scenario there?
Well, I think the worst case scenario would be if a referendum were imposed, because the opposition to it is tremendous, and it is not only local in the sense of the Turkmen and Arab communities. It's also national because they enjoy a lot of support from other parties in Iraq. Plus, regional states, neighboring states, Turkey, Syria, Iran, all oppose the incorporation of Kirkuk into the Kurdish region, precisely because they see it as a stepping stone towards Kurdish independence, which they don't want. So it could get very nasty that way. But I think if there is a negotiated way forward, then violence or greater violence than we've seen so far could easily be avoided. But that will require compromises on all sides.
Joost Hilterman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Joost Hilterman is with the International Crisis Group. He spoke with us from Istanbul.